Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show right here on My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment. Let's talk about those dirty birdies.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Hide. Okay, so I guess Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were on Dax Shepard's podcast recently.
Armchair Expert.
Yes. Do you listen?
I listen to part of one. I do like Dax. I really find him interesting. I like hearing him verbally process through things. He talks about, he's very open.
Which is great. You have to be.
Yes. And he's dealt with sobriety issues throughout his life. And he's an interesting guy to listen to talk.
Yeah, I hear he's really nice too.
I bet. I mean, did you watch Parenthood?
Not really.
That's a great show that you could get into, Donna.
Okay.
Dax is so good in that show. So lovable.
Oh, that's good to know. Maybe I'll check it out. I'll put it on the list.
Oh, great.
Anyway, so during the podcast, Mila Kunis said, you know, I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower much anyway. Ashton added, and this is a quote, I wash my armpits and my crotch daily nothing else ever.
Ever.
I got a bar of Lever 2000 that delivers every time.
Wow.
Then he says he'll throw some water on his face after a workout to get the salts out.
Salt.
And Mila said she washes her face twice a day. Now, their philosophy, I guess, extends to their kids.
Okay.
Mila said, I wasn't that parent that bathed my newborns. Ever.
Well, she grew up, she said she didn't even have hot water growing up. Didn't even have hot water. So,
and then Ashton said, if you can see the dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point. Okay, though.
Okay, that's your problem. Let them live their lives.
Okay, but I mean, some things I don't need to know. Well, again, listen. I assume we're all disgusting.
Yes.
That's a given.
I love, you said that months ago, and I thought, that's one of the truest things I've ever heard you say.
We're all
I immediately
disgusting.
Related. Yes, for sure.
I don't need to know the level of disgusting.
But
you
how about
are.
This? It's not like he said, maybe it'd be worse if he said, I wash everything except my armpits and my crotch.
Well, that would be really bad.
Instead, you know, if you're going to wash two things on your body, let it be thine undercarriage.
Uh-huh.
And I would extend the crotchal region. Into the part where your back splits into two. I do all of that.
Yeah.
And do your whole underwear area and your armpits. I think that's, now, does this mean he never has soap on his chest?
He said ever. Ever.
Now,
I wash my armpits and my crotch daily and nothing else ever. That is a quote.
So I'm guessing he is getting into a shower. He's getting into water and rinsing, it sounds like, every day. How else are you washing your armpits and your crotch?
But can you wash your hair, maybe?
I bet he does that. Hair is different.
I bet he's just exaggerating.
I don't know. I was very happy when I saw this headline. I wanted to have it in If You See Something, Say Something, but more as a celebratory thing. Because I don't shower every day, not even close. In fact, when we were home at my parents in Pennsylvania last week, this past Christmas.
Okay,
we spent...
I don't want to know. I don't want to know the number.
No.
He's going to be like, I showered once.
Hear me out.
In 10 days.
When we were at my parents over Christmas, I think we were there for 11 or 12 days total. I showered twice, but I got in the pool. There's chlorine in there. This time, the first 5 days, I showered every single day.
Great.
You know why? I was fishing, got dirty. Playing pickleball,
got
sweating.
Sweaty. Okay.
Sweating. It was, I thought you'd be proud of me. But I very routinely 2 to 3 times a week, unless I'm working out, and then I'm showering any day that I work out. But on a normal week, 3 is probably average, and I'm probably cheating that up a smidge.
Okay. Well, Steve, you're a guy with good hair, and you're on television a lot. Haven't you heard, you know, you're not supposed to wash your hair if you want it to get, you know, to look good?
Yes, King.
Yes.
Of course. My hair looks stupidest the day that I wash it. And if I wash and condition it, it's just a total bummer. Also, the humidity this summer. Speaking of hair.
Summer sucks.
Summer, Donna and I, we should make shirts that say summer sucks.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh my God, we'll get beat up.
Normally, if I blow dry my hair, which I do because I have very wavy hair. So if I don't want it to be a wavy mess, I blow dry it and then sort of push it like all one direction. It now, midday, is just doing its own thing every single day, going in weird twists and turns, whether I'm using hairspray, wax, whatever. This humidity, huh?
How about this humidity?
I need to be at a donut shop with some senior citizen men. They would enjoy talking about this with me.
What are you talking about?
You know how guys go to the donut shop?
And oh, they sit around and they talk about the weather. They sit outside the meat market on like metal chairs.
Oh, what was that a euphemism for?
Nothing.
Oh, it was a meat market.
Yeah, physical meat market. It's a physical deli.
Didn't every town had this? Listeners, I know you have experienced this. Wherever you grew up, there's like a place where they hang. Donna's, it was the meat market.
Or the bocce ball court.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, we had Mr. Donut, and Mr. Donut had this U-shaped bar in it with stools. And when my grandfather would offer to take us up, I'd go over to his house in the summer, and I would just hang out at his house until about 10. And then he would go take a shower, and then he would say, do you want to come up to the donut shop with me? And then we'd go up, and I would just sit there as these old men talked about old men things, and it was just the greatest place to be in the world.
And they probably weren't even that old. They were probably like 45. Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's so interesting.
You how don't people have just as many of those anymore, you know?
I don't see them around here.
Are there good haunts where you can go that doesn't have to be a bar at night, but just like a place, diners, that you can go and diners see the same regulars? Day, you know, day after day, you bump into
diners
people.
Diners for sure.
My favorite restaurant to be at is when they call you hun. I don't care if it's objectifying or passe or whatever.
Yep,
I want
like, thank you
to call
Flo.
Me hun. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Okay, hun, do you decide what you want yet or yins need more time? That's what they say in Pittsburgh.
I love it. I'm going to take
How
off,
often
though.
Do you shower, Donna, real quick before we go?
Well, the more active I am, the more I shower.
So pretty infrequent these days?
You bet. You know, now keep in mind I'm clean every day, but I'm physically immersing myself in water maybe 3 times a week.
Okay. That's
like
okay.
Immersing. Like I don't want to wash my hair every day. I want to go like 3 days unwashed.
This is good. That actually makes me feel better. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm a dirty birdie too.
Okay.
But I'm not a celebrity. So I can say
That's
it.
That's not true.
You know,
stop it. But, you know, if I'm Mila Kunis, I'm not going to be like, I never wash my newborn baby.
Here's what Nancy said yesterday about my story about skipping a shower and then spraying my undercarriage with bathroom air freshener. I've not laughed this hard in a long time. You telling Donna about the Citra Fresh story. Citra Magic, by the way. There are tears and coughs and laughter so hard where your body shakes and not even much noise comes out. Not only the fact that you did this, but the way that you told the story and the responses from Donna and your wife. Completely hilarious. Oh, my. Thank you, Nancy.